我们一同来读几处圣经。
Let's read a few passages together.
以赛亚四十九章。
Isaiah 49.
五节到十三节。
Verses 5 to 13.
我们翻到没有
？Have you found it? Isaiah 49 verses 5 to 14, 13.
我们翻到了，一起来读。
Let's read them together. And now the Lord says, He who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him and gather Israel to himself. For I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has been my strength.
He says, It is
I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring me salvation to the ends of the earth. This is what the Lord says, the Redeemer and Holy One of Israel, to him who was despised and abhorred by the nation, to the servants of rulers. Kings will see you and rise up, princes will see and bow down, because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel who has chosen you. This is what the Lord says.In the time of my favor, I will answer you. In the days of salvation, I will help you. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people, to restore the land and to reassign its desolate inheritances. To say to the captives, come out, and to those in darkness, be free. They will feed beside the roads and find pastures on every barren hill. They will neither hunger nor thirst, nor will beThe desert heat or the sun beat upon them. He who has compassion on them will guide them and lead them beside springs of water. I will turn all my mountains into roads, and my highways will be raised up. They will come from afar, come from the north, some from the west, some from the region of Syrian. Shout for joy, O heavens, rejoice, O earth, burst into song, O mountains.For the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones.
好，这是圣经唯一说到中国的地方。
And this is the only passage in the Bible refers to China.
我们下面读五十二章一到十三节。
And that was 49:12. Now let's read on chapter 52.
一到十三节。
Verses 1 to 13.Awake, awake, O Zion, clothe yourself with strength. Put on your garments of splendor. O Jerusalem, the holy city, the uncircumcised and defiled will not enter you again. Shake off your dust. Rise up, sit enthroned, O Jerusalem. Free yourself from the chains on your neck. O captive daughter of Zion. For this is what the Lord says, you were sold for nothing, and without money you will be redeemed. For this is what the sovereign Lord says. At first my people went down to Egypt to live. Lately, Assyria has oppressed them. And now what do I have here, declares the Lord. For my people have been taken away for nothing, and those who rule them,Mock, declares the Lord, and all day long my name is constantly blasphemed. Therefore my people will know my name. Therefore in that day they will know that it is I who foretold this. Yes, it is I. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, Your God reigns. Listen, you watchmen, lift up your voices.Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people, he has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. Depart, depart, go out from there, touch no unclean thing.Come out from it and be pure, you who carry the vessels of the Lord. But you will not leave in haste or go in flight, for the Lord will go before you, the God of Israel will be your rear guard. See, my servant will act wisely, he will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted.
好，我们从五十三章 一节到第二节。
Chapter 53, verses 1 and 2. Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of the dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him.
好，五十三章十节到十二节。
The same chapter, 53 verses 10 to 12. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his life, die days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors, for he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors.
Chapter 54, verses 1, 2, 3.
Sing, O barren woman, you who never bore a child, burst into song, shout for joy, you who were never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband. Enlarge the plains of a tent, stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will possess nations and settle in their desolate cities.
好，五十四章九到十节。
Chapter 54, verses 9 and 10. To me, this is like the days of Noah, when I swore that the waters of Noah will never again cover the earth. So now I have sworn not to be angry with you, never to rebuke you again. Mountains will be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, said the Lord.
54:17.
No weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication for me, declares the Lord.
好，最后五十五章一到六节。
Chapter 55, verses 1 to 6. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And all you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the riches of fare. Give ear and come to me, hear me, that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations that do not know you will hasten to you, because the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near.
我们这次夏令会主题诗篇二十四篇。
And the theme song of this conference is Psalm 24.
大卫一个伟大的宣告。
And that's a great proclamation by David.
众臣们呐，要把头抬起来。
Oh, lift up your gates, O your city. Lift up your heads, O ye gates.
所有的永久的门户都要被举起。
Be lifted up, all you ancient doors.
荣耀的王将要进来。
That the King of Glory may come in.
荣耀的王是谁呢？
Who is this King of Glory?
就是有力有能的耶和华。
Is the Lord mighty and strong?
在战场上有能的耶和华。
The Lord mighty in battle.
这是我们说到我们主得胜的诗篇。
And this is song talk about Jesus' victory.
主钉十字架。
Jesus was crucified.
主复活。
And he was risen.
主升天。
And he ascended into heaven.
降下圣灵。
And he sent down his Holy Spirit.
因为他成就了浩大的救恩。
Because he completed this great salvation.
降下圣灵要叫万国万民都要接受这个救恩。
And salvation through the Holy Spirit for all nations and all people.That's why the Bible says, lift up your head, O ye gates.
每一个国家，每一个民族都把头抬起来。
Every nation, every people, lift up your head.
大家都仰望一个中心，耶稣基督。
And they all share this one focal point, Jesus Christ.
主是万国的君王。
For Jesus is the king of all nations.
主是万世的君王。
And he's the king of all centuries.
特别是我们的君王。
And especially he is our king.
我们都要把头抬起来。
Therefore, we shall all lift up our heads.
就今天晚上我们是个抬头的聚会。
Therefore, tonight the meeting is a meeting of a head being lifted up.
为什么要抬头？
Why do we need to lift our heads?
因为我们看见主了。
Because we see the Lord.
抬头说到我们的信心。
To lift up our heads speaks of our faith.
也说到我们的渴慕。
And our longing for him.
所有的人都要把头抬起来。
Therefore, everyone needs to lift up his or her head.
永久的门户要被举起来。
Oh, you gates, be lifted up.
荣耀的王要进来。
Because the King of Glory shall come in.
今天荣耀的王要进到我们聚会当中来。
And tonight, the King of Glory will enter into this meeting.
要进到我们每一个人的心里面来。
Our hearts.
我们都准备好头抬起来。
We need to prepare ourselves for this.
欢迎万王之王进来。
Lift up our heads and welcome the King of Kings.
以赛亚四十九章。
And Isaiah chapter 49.
知道最好的一个字叫复兴。
And the best word in this passage is the word revival.
复兴是历代教会所渴慕的一个句话。
Because revival is something all church throughout the generation long to have.
教会需要复兴。
Church needs revival.
我们每个人都需要复兴。
And we individually need revival.
圣经里一直讲到复兴。
And Bible mentions the word revival repeatedly.
特别新约圣经。
Especially in the New Testament.
太注意复兴了。
And emphasize revival greatly.
教会开始就开始于五旬节的复兴。
And the church was born through the revival on Pentecost.
我们弟兄姊妹们羡慕羡慕复兴啊。
Do we envy to have revival?
要不要复兴？
Do we want revival?
要复兴。
Do we want revival?
那我们先要明白一件事。
Then we first need to understand this.
什么叫做复兴？
What does revival mean?
复兴的定义是什么？
What is the definition of revival?
复兴的意义。
And the significance of revival.
我们天然的生命就是荒凉。
Which means, you know, our natural life is nothing but desolate condition.
主进来就是复兴。
And when the Lord entered into desolation, that's revival.
什么时候主进来，什么时候我们复兴。
Whenever the moment Jesus enters in, that is the moment of revival.
什么时候我们活在天然生命里面。
Whenever we live in our natural life,
就是荒凉。
And that's desolation.
大家明白复兴的意义了吧？
So do you understand the definition of the word revival?
我们早晨若是主进来了。
If the Lord enters into our heart in the morning,
我们这个早晨就得到复兴。
Then we are revived in the morning.
晚上主进来了。
And if he enters in the evening,
我们在主的同在里去睡觉。
And we sleep in his presence,
这个晚上我们就活在复兴的里面。
And that evening we would have lived in the condition of a revival.
什么时候我们回到自己天然生命里面？
And whenever we are trapping our natural life,
就是荒凉。
That's desolation.
所以我们要敞开心了，让主进来，对不对？
Therefore we need to open our hearts and invite Jesus to come in.
主进来了，我们就复兴了。
Because when he comes in, we are revived.
这是复兴的定义。
And that is the definition of revival.
主耶稣升天了。
The Lord ascended into heaven.
降下圣灵。
And he sent down the Holy Spirit.
第一代教会产生了。
And the first generation church was born.
那是使徒行传第二章。
And in the chapter 2 of the book of Acts.
五旬节的时候，第一代的教会。
And that was the time of Pentecost. That was the church at its first generation.
人真是不多。
And you know, there was not a great number in their gathering.
120位弟兄姊妹。
Only 120 people.
还没有今天晚上我们人多了。
And it's less than what we have tonight.
120位弟兄姊妹
120 brothers and sisters gathered.
他们在福音书里的表现真是不好。
And you know, these people didn't manifest very well in the book of all the Gospels.
门徒们表现得很软弱。
Actually, they look very weak.
门徒中间最好的是彼得、约翰。
And then the better disciples are Peter and John.
他们两人表现真是不怎么好。
And they didn't act very great either.
彼得最有名的是三次否认主。
We all know what happened to Peter. He denied the Lord's name three times.
最后一次否认的太不好看了。
And the last denial was worst.
发咒起誓否认主。
He actually swore and cursed.
我刚信主的时候
and when I first believed in the Lord,
我读时候就很看不起彼得
and I really despised Peter.
我觉得彼得真不是个男子汉
and thought that was really not very man what he did.
我想我不会的怎么发出起誓否认主呢
and I said, you know, I will never do that. That will never happen to me.
那个时候也不认识主嘛也不认识自己
But I was so young and inexperienced, I don't know myself well.
更不懂得属灵的征战
Neither do I understand the spiritual battle.
属灵的征战仇敌特别是我们里外都觉得软弱。
And spiritual battle is something the devil tries to make you feel weak, both internally and externally.
彼得第三次否认主。
And when Peter denied the Lord the third time,
主回头一看嘛，真看见他在那发咒起誓嘛。
And while he was swearing and denying and cursing all that, Jesus turned his head around and saw him.
圣经一句话，彼得出去痛哭。
Jesus looked at him, and Peter went out and wept bitterly.
彼得完了。
He thought he was done.
彼得那么清楚听见主耶稣自己讲的话。
Because he heard what Jesus told him prior to this.
若有人不认我。
That if anybody,
我在父面前。
Do not confess my name.
在荣耀天使面前。
Then when I return in the glory of the Father.
也必不认他。
And the angels, I will also deny him.
彼得完了。
So he thought he was over.
但是彼得复活之后，第一个就找彼得。
But you know, after Jesus was risen, the first, very first person he looked for was Peter.
彼得到了五旬节，仍旧是第一号的使徒。
And in the time of Pentecost, when the revival came, Peter was number one disciple that stood up.
圣经在福音书末了给使徒行传开始的时候。
And the end of the fourth gospel, at the beginning of the book of Acts.
特别注重这件事。
This was greatly emphasized.
叫我们看见
so that we may see
人活在肉体中何等的软弱
and how weak we can be when we are in our flesh.
圣灵降临了
but when the Holy Spirit comes,
这个改变何等大
and what a great change we can experience.
这里法利赛人都有很大的一个吃惊了
and even those Pharisees were greatly amazed.
他们当主耶稣在地上的时候
when Jesus was on earth,
他们逼迫的中心只在主身上
and they persecute Jesus and Jesus alone.
他们不逼迫门徒们。
They didn't persecute all the followers or disciples.
门徒们的表现太软弱了。
Because those disciples were weak already.
法利赛人更不看不起这些门徒。
So Pharisees despised them, didn't even pay attention to them.
到了使徒行传。
But when it comes to the book of the Acts,
他们大大的吃惊了。
They were greatly surprised.
这些软弱的门徒真是完全不一样了。
All these weak disciples, they were changed.
他们所表现的能力。
The power they show forth
就是耶稣的能力
was the same power that Jesus had.
他们上所彰显的生命
and the life they manifested
就是耶稣的生命
was the life of Jesus himself.
他们所彰显的荣耀
and the glory they show
就是耶稣的荣耀
was the glory of that Jesus.
他们杀了一位耶稣
they killed one Jesus.
这么多的耶稣起来了
but then many more Jesus arrived.
所以他们开始逼迫教会了
therefore they started to persecute church.
一直到今天，大部分世界地方教会还是受逼迫的。
Even till this day, Jesus Church is still persecuted in many places of the world.
为什么有这么大的改变
？Why did these people change so much？
是因为一件事。
Because of one thing.
圣灵降临了。
Because the Holy Spirit came down on them.
没有圣灵，我们都软弱。
We are all weak naturally without the Holy Spirit.
圣灵一降临了。
But when the Holy Spirit comes,
这些门徒们环境并没有改变。
You know the outward external.External environment remained the same.
犹太人还是到处逼迫他们。
And the Jews were still persecuting them.
罗马政府要把他们钉十字架。
And the Roman empires want to arrest them and crucify them.
用死亡来威胁这些门徒，那是个笑话。
And it was pointless to threaten these disciples with death.
生和死根本不在他们里面。
Because they couldn't care less to live or die.
每一个人就被大能的勇士了。
Because everyone became the Lord's mighty warrior.
这个教会头一个复兴。
And that was the very first revival of the church.
五旬节的复兴。
That's the revival of Pentecost.
这个复兴。
And that revival.
所有以后的复兴的样品。
Was like a protocol for the rest of the revivals that followed.
圣灵降临了。
And after the Holy Spirit comes down.
圣灵降临了，并没有回去。
He did not go back up.
一直在教会的里面。
And stays in the church.
一直复兴他的儿女。
And continue to revive God's children.
教会里面有多少的复兴啊。
And there are so many revivals that had occurred.
大的复兴，小的复兴。
Great revival, small revival.
我们还要知道复兴的意义。
We need to understand the meaning of revival.
主进来就是复兴。
When Jesus enters in, that is revival.
天然的生命就是荒凉。
And natural life is desolation.
我们什么时候活在天然生命里面？
Whenever we live in our flesh,
我们就活在荒凉的里面。
Then we are in desolation.
什么时候活在圣灵的里面？
Whenever we live in the Holy Spirit,
我们立刻就活在复兴的里面。
We are immediately in the revival.
我们都要知道复兴的意义啊！
So we need to understand what it means by revival.
二在四十九章说主耶稣来了。
And in Isaiah 49, it talks about the arrival of the Lord.
他要复兴遍地。
That he will revive all lands.
那整个世界都要复兴。
The whole world will be revived.
今天我们看见主的话应验了。
And we see that happened in many places.
全世界每一个角落都有复兴。
And you see revival in all corners of the world.
只有神儿女的地方就有复兴。
Wherever there are children of God, there are revival happening.
今天晚上我们都有一个祷告。
Therefore, this shall be our prayer tonight.
主进来。
Lord, come in.
主到我们每一个人的灵里面来。
Enter into our heart.
就我们每一个人里面都复兴。
So everyone can be revived.
主进到这个聚会的里面来。
And Lord, come into our meeting tonight.
让我们今天晚上有复兴的聚会。
So that we can have a revival meeting tonight.
我们身心灵都得复兴。
So that we can renew our bodies.
你来要复兴天地。
And when he comes, he will revive all land.
做各支派都复兴。
And all the tribes will be revived.
你们，我真的劝人读教会历史。
And I really encourage you to study the history of church.
这是世界上最伟大的历史。
Because that is the greatest history of the entire world.
教会历史里面有多少的复兴啊？
Because there are so many revivals throughout the history of church.
只要有神儿女的地方就有复兴。
Wherever there are children of God, there are revivals.
这是圣灵最大的工作。
And this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵降临了。
Whenever Holy Spirit comes.
到处一样。
No matter where you are,
在我们中国人有多少复兴啊？
In China, many revivals have occurred.
二十世纪是中国人大复兴的日子。
20th century was the days of revival for China.
我自己经历过三次大复兴。
And I personally experienced three great revivals.
60年前上海大复兴。
60 years ago in Shanghai.
影响全中国的复兴。
And that.Actually, had impact on the following revival in the entire country.
40年前台湾的大复兴。
And 40 years ago, there was a great revival in Taiwan.
那是很大的一个复兴。
That was also a great revival.
我们在美国也有过很好的复兴。
And also in America, we have a great revival.
那复兴的日子，神的儿女真是不同了。
And you know, children of God acted so differently when that revival
came.
Because the Holy Spirit came.
复兴天地。
And when the Holy Spirit comes, the revival will be in all lands.
在这很有名句话，在悦纳的时候，我悦纳了你。
And so in the days of my favor, I have answered you.
在拯救的日子，我拯救了你。
In the day of salvation, I will help you.
今天正是悦纳的时候。
Right now, we are in the time of God's favor.
神悦纳我们所有的罪人。
And He takes favor in all sinners.
我们只有全世界只有我们基督徒承认我们是罪人。
You know, in the whole world, only Christians acknowledge that they are sinners.
但是我们要讲得小心啊，我们要讲我们是蒙恩的罪人。
But be careful, we're not just sinners, but we are sinners.Saved by grace.
我们蒙恩的罪人。
We are sinners saved by grace.
今天整个世界。
The whole world.
全世界教会。
And the church in this world.
除了美国跟西欧。
Other than the church in the United States and in Western Europe,
都在逼迫底下。
They're all under persecution.
绝大多数的教会还在逼迫的里面。
And most of the church in this world are under persecution.
什么地方有逼迫？
Wherever there's persecution,
什么地方的复兴越大？
And the greater the revival.
什么地方逼迫上帝儿女最厉害？
And wherever there's severe persecution against children of God.
什么地方上帝儿女的品质最好？
And that the quality of the children, spiritual quality of the children of God is better.
这是二千年的一个定律。
And this is just a spiritual principle that.
悦纳的时候，我悦纳了你。
And in the time of favor, I will answer.
拯救的日子，我拯救了你。
And in the days of salvation, I will help you.
我要众山成为大道
and I will turn mountains into roads.
我的大道也被修高
and all my roads will be lifted up.
在主所说的一条道路大道
and the Lord is talking about this one way.
全世界各处都有大的公路对不对
and you see big and great highways everywhere.
我们到全世界无论什么地方就找到路
no matter where you go in this world you find ways or roads, right?
这里加条路
But here, the way it talks about
全世界没有条路
is the way that you don't find anywhere else in this world.
这条路从地上通到天上的
This is the way that's from heaven reaching, from earth reaching heaven.
这条路从人这里通到主那里的
It's from us human to the Lord.
这条路从卑微达到荣耀的
It's from lowliness to glory.
世界找不到那个路
And you don't find any road like this on earth.
叫众山成为大道
So that's why he said, I will turn all my mountains into roads.
叫我的大道也被修高
And my highways will be raised up.
我们找到这条路没有
Have we found this road, this way?
我们神的儿女走在这条路上
Because we children of God are walking on this way.
两千年多少神的儿女走完了这条道路
And in the past 2,000 years, many children of God have finished walking on this way.
进入荣耀了
They have entered into glory.
现在就是我们这些人活在地上
Now we, it's our turn to travel on this way.
我们走在这个大路上面
And we are journeying on this way.
众山成为大道
And all the mountains will be turned into roads.
我的大道也被修高
And my highways will be raised up.
下面他就是歌唱了
So follow that was great songs.
从远方来的人
Look, those will come from afar.
从西方来的人
Some from north.
从北方来的人
Some from the west.
特别说东方他不说东方
And some from especially east, but they didn't use the word east.
从秦来的人
But people from Syria.
他小子叫西尼
Syria, the land of Syria.
西尼就是 China, 就是中国
Which means China. That's China.
在主来最后的时代特别提及中国
and when the Lord talk about his arrival he talk about China specifically
不是我是中国人所以讲中国哈
we talk about this not because we're Chinese
圣经里面到主来之间特别看见中国
but you see before the Lord's second return you see China play a very important role
全世界神的儿女都要欢呼
and all the children of God in the world will shout for joy
大概中国人呼喊的声音是蛮大的
and I believe Chinese is a big part of the shout
在世界历史里的教会历史学家
and those biblical scholars
这个世纪我们中国人信主的数字打破记录的
and they agree the number of Chinese Christians have broken the record
圣灵的工作也特别显得他的大能力
and you see great power of the Holy Spirit among Chinese
我们中国是个落后的国家
and we are actually not very advanced
离开主很远很远的国家、oh.
Actually, China is a country that's far away from the Lord.
主来是一个大复兴在中国。
But before the Lord's return, there's a great revival in China.
从中国来。
So he said, look, they're from China.
中国神的儿女特别仰望主来。
And the people in China look up for the Lord's return.
因为他们处境不容易。
Because they are in a very difficult situation.
我去中国35年了。
I have been going to China for 35 years.
我第一年去的时候。
The first year when I went.
在上海的弟兄们就告诉我。
And brothers in Shanghai told me this.
我第一站就到上海。
That was my first stop.
他们实际用到各处去讲道。
They said, brothers, you go share the word in many places.
大家最愿意听的信息就是主再来。
Wherever you go,So, the best topic will be the second coming of the Lord.
你到处讲主再来没错的。
You will do no wrong if you share that topic.
我没有听他们这句话。
But I did not take that advice.
我去了三十年以后才讲主再来。
I did not talk about it until actually 30 years after that.
我们不用主再来吓唬人哈。
We don't have to scare people by talking about the second coming of
the Lord. 主再来是一个事实。
That is a fact that will happen.
主来要快了。
And he's coming soon.
我们现在靠主再来最敬拜神的儿女。
We are the generation that is the closest to his coming.
因为圣经的预言都应验了。
Because most of the promises has been fulfilled.
只剩下后面很小的一部分了。
Only a very, very small percentage has not yet
fulfilled. 这一部分是一连串应验的。
And most of them have been fulfilled.
应该在欧洲应验了。
And a lot of them being fulfilled in Europe.
我们在这里讲话这主的应验在欧洲应验了，我们还不知道。
And you know, that may be happening in Europe right now. We don't even know about it.
我只告诉你们一件事，我们是靠主再来非常近的一帮人。
All I can say is that we are a generation that is so close to His second coming.
我的年龄还盼望看见主再来了。
And even at my age, I was hoping to see His return.
那你们大部分的人一定看见主再来了。
And I would say most of you will see His second coming.
主来近了。
The Lord is coming soon.
现在是遇大的时候。
Now is the day of his favor.
现在是拯救的日子。
Now is the time of salvation.
那五十二章他说最早伟大章圣经。
And Isaiah 52 is a great passage.
起来啊，兴起，兴起。
It says, awake, awake.
披上你的能力。
Clothe yourself with strength.
穿上你的华美。
Put on your garments of splendor.
抖下你的尘土。
Shake off your dust.
解开你颈项上的锁链。
And free yourself from the chains on your neck.
这是很伟大的圣经。
And what a great passage.
披上你的能力。
Clothe yourself with strength.
什么叫做能力？
What is strength?
圣经里面能力只在圣灵。
And the strength only refers to the Holy Spirit in the Bible.
圣灵是能力。
Holy Spirit is the strength.
耶稣基督是能力。
And Jesus is strength.
主耶稣的能力在肉身的里面。
And the strength of the Lord Jesus was within his flesh.
借着肉身彰显他的大能。
Through his flesh, he manifests that great power.
主耶稣死了。
But after Jesus died.
复活了。
But he was risen.
升天了。
He ascended into heaven.
他与圣灵合成一个流。
And he was become one with the Holy Spirit.
再来到人中间。
And returned among men.
圣灵就是主自己。
So the Holy Spirit is the Lord Himself.
圣灵就是复活基督。
And He is that risen Christ.
圣灵这个字。
The word, the phrase, Holy Spirit.
只在新约圣经才有的。
You only see that in the New Testament.
旧约圣经。
And in the Old Testament.
讲到神的灵。
It will talk about the Spirit of God.
讲到大能的灵。
Or the Spirit of power.
从来不讲圣灵这个字。
But you don't see the phrase.Holy Spirit.
约翰福音第七章。
In John chapter 7,
主说
The Lord said,
信我的人要从他腹中流出活水的江河来。
And the spring of water will flow out from those who believe in me.
主这个话是指着他们受圣灵来说的。
And the Bible says this is referring to the Holy Spirit.
说那个时候圣灵还没有。
At that time,Holy Spirit has not yet come.
因为耶稣还没有得着荣耀。
Because Jesus was not yet glorified.
这句话很清楚了，对不对？
Isn't that clear?
圣灵，耶稣得荣耀之后才有圣灵。
So Holy Spirit will occur only after Jesus is glorified.
为什么主得荣耀才有圣灵呢？
Why is that so?
因为主得荣耀。
Because after Jesus is glorified.
主升天了。
He ascended into heaven.
他和圣灵合成一个流。
He become one with the Holy Spirit.
主把他自己放在圣灵的里面。
Jesus put himself in the Holy Spirit.
主把他的所事、所有、所做的都放在圣灵的里面。
What Jesus is and what he has done are put in the Holy Spirit.
所以神的灵成为圣灵。
Therefore the Spirit of God becomes the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵就是主自己。
And the Holy Spirit is Jesus himself.
圣灵就是复活基督。
And the Holy Spirit is that risen Christ.
圣灵从天降下。
And the Holy Spirit being sent down from above.
第一帮兴起耶路撒冷的门徒。
And the first group of saints who were in Jerusalem.
120个人大复兴了。
They experienced great revival, 120 of them.
他们很快的耶路撒冷就几万人了。
And then very fast, the gospel was shared and they become in tens of thousands.
很快福音就到了欧洲、非洲、亚洲了。
And the gospel was shared in Europe, in Asia, in Africa.
只有圣灵的大能在做这样的事。
And only the Holy Spirit with his power can do something like that.
今天连中国人这个火把的火也点起来了。
And even the flame in China has been kindled.
在中国建立的福音是传遍全中国。
And gospel is shared in every corner of China.
所以主来的时候。
So when Jesus comes back,
特别提起中国来。
Before he comes back, he specifically talk about China.
仰望主来。
So we need to look up to the Lord's coming.
披上你的能力。
Clothe yourself with strength.
穿上你的华美。
Put on your garments of splendor.
走下尘土。
Shake off your dust.
解开颈项上的锁链
and free yourself of the chains on your neck.
圣灵是能力
because the Holy Spirit is power.
先穿上你的能力
so clothe yourself with that power.
像件衣服一样
just like a piece of clothes.
我们每天早上起来头一件事情穿衣服，对不对
？Every morning we need to change into clothes, right?
有没有觉得穿衣服很困难呢
？Do you find very difficult to put on some clothes?
有没有这样的人
？Do you feel that way?
都不讲你们的穿衣服很困难吗？穿衣服困难吗
？Is it difficult to
不困难
？Clothes on yourself？
穿衣服不困难
？It's not hard。
做衣服困不困难
？Is it hard to make clothes？
你们拿件衣服自己做的呀？做衣服困难，对不对
？Is it hard to make clothes？ Yes。
衣服做好了，穿上是不困难。
But it's not hard to put it on。
主要做成的圣灵
，and Jesus had to make the Holy Spirit，
那是大能的动作
，and that is the act of great might。
需要主降生
，Jesus needs to be born on earth。
需要主33年行走在地上
，he needs to live and walk on earth for 33 years and a half。
彰显他的大能
，he needs to manifest his power on earth。
彰显他的美丽生命
，and show forth his beautiful life。
然后他受死
，and then he was crucified。
完成了救赎跟救恩
，and complete。The salvation and redemption.
然后他复活
and then he rose from the dead.
复活是最关键的一件事
and the resurrection is one key thing.
复活了，自然升天
After he resurrected, naturally he goes up.
升天降下圣灵
and once he ascends into heavens, he sent down the Holy Spirit.
做这件衣服还不容易
and this is a lengthy process to make this Holy Spirit.
借主把一切都做完成了
and the Lord has done it all for us.
我们就穿上能力
All we need to do is just to put it on.
今天晚上我们都穿上能力，好不好
Why don't we put this on tonight?
最简单的信心
and it's very simple. All it takes is our faith.
像穿件衣服一样的
Just like when you put on clothes in the morning.
主把一切做成了
The Lord has done it all.
我们哈利路亚，感谢主
All we need to say hallelujah, thank you, Lord.
今天晚上每一个人都穿上
We can put it on now.
穿上能力
Let's put on our power.
穿上华美
Put on the garments of splendor.
什么叫穿上华美呀、啊、
What does that mean?
耶稣就在地上一生在肉身的里面
When Jesus was in his flesh and human body,
彰显他无穷美丽生命
And he showed forth this beautiful, supreme, beautiful life.
住在地上他的生活的美丽
And the way he lived on earth was beautiful.
把父神的心都震动了
And that beauty shook the heart of the Father.
这个美丽不是人的美丽。
And that we're not talking about the beauty in man's
eyes. 45篇撒母耳写的诗。
And Psalm 45, Samuel wrote this.
你比世人更美。
You are more beautiful than the worldly people.
在你的嘴里满了恩惠。
And there's full of grace in your lips.
你比世人更美。
You're more beautiful than the worldly people.
他是世人。
Jesus was one of the worldly people.
他又不像不是世人。
ButHe doesn't look like one of them.
所以他说你比世人更美。
That's why it says you're more beautiful than the people of this world.
主把他一切美丽。
And Jesus has compacted all his beauty.
都放在圣灵的里面。
Into the Holy Spirit.
所以我们神的儿女最大的一个神就是我们信主了，我们生命改变了。
And so the greatest miracle for us children of God is that after we believe the Lord, our life is changed.
什么叫做生命改变了
？And what does that mean by life changing?
穿上主的华美了。
It is to we put on the garment of the splendor of the Lord.
就我常常说，世界上的人没有一个和一个人脾气一样的。
And you know, nobody has the same kind of temperament.
就是亲生的兄弟姐妹。也不一样的
Even your own sibling, you won't be exactly the same.
这个大神奇
And that's a great miracle.
只有我们信主了
Only after we believe in the Lord.
全世界人信主人的表现都一样
All the Christians act in the same way.
因为我们都彰显一位主
We all manifesting one Lord.
一位主从我们身上出来的时候
When that one Lord is manifested through us.
大家都一样
We all look the same.
所以我们到全世界看见神的儿都能交通啊。
That's why we can fellowship with Christians wherever we go.
天然生命我们分别太大了。
And from the natural life's aspect, we are so different.
但是我们活在主的生命里。
But when we're in the Lord's life,
看下全世界神的儿女都一样。
Then all the children of God are the same.
一个生命。
Because we have the same life,
一个生活。
Same way of living.
一个表现。
Same manifestation.
这是基督徒最伟大的事情。
And that is the greatest thing for Christians.
这才是我们最大的见证。
And that is our greatest testimony.
我好像是到 New York 去。
I went to New York several times.
参加个白人的聚会。
And I attended a Caucasians gathering.
那里白人最多。
And there are a lot of Caucasians in that meeting.
黑人也不少。
There are quite a few black people.
中国人只有我一个。
I was the only Chinese.
但是我们那个当中的分别也蛮大的了。
And there's quite a distinction among us.
白人、黑人、我中国人当中都有分别。
You know, we sure look very different, Caucasian, black, and Chinese.
但当我们唱诗敬拜主的时候
，But when we gather together and worship the Lord,
所有的人成为一个人了。
Suddenly, we became one person.
我们都在一个神的儿子里面有交通。
And we fellowship with the Son of God.
彰显一位神的儿子。
And we show one Son of God.
我们成为一个灵。
We become one in one spirit.
我们是天上的国民。
Because we are the citizens of the heavenly kingdom.
保罗用这句话用得很伟大。
And that's such a great saying by Paul.
保罗用的公民两字是公民权。
And we are the citizenship.
我们有天上的公民权。
We hold the citizenship of heavenly kingdom.
我们现在大多数人都有美国公民权吗
？A lot of us have the U.S. citizenship.
美国公民权什么好处
？And what's the benefit of having U.S. citizenship?
我也说不上来美国公民权多少好处。
I can't really describe them.
我最大的一个印象就是我从外面回来的时候。
But I know when I travel abroad and return to the States.
Citizen 排着一队。
And they will say, if you're a citizen, line up here.
不是 citizen 都在一起。
And non-citizens line up here.
新拿的护照，那么看一看就进来了。
And it's easy for U.S. citizens to pass through the customs.
那不得 citizen 麻烦了。
And takes a lot more time if you are not.
那每个人都要问好久啊。
And they will question you left and right.
我只记得这一个好处。
And that's the one benefit I realized.
当然 ，citizen 不是那一个好处哈。
And of course, I believe there are other benefits.
起码到选总统，我们可以选有选举权，对不对
？And also, we have the right to vote, to elect president.
这两次我也没去选举的。
Unfortunately, I did not exercise this right in the past two times.
所以，美国公民权权力有限。
But even U.S. citizenship has limited benefits.
天上的公民权。
Yet the citizenship of the heavenly kingdom.
罪的赦免。
Is that includes the forgiveness of sin.
病的医治。
And the healing of sickness.
我们也被圣灵充满的应许。
And the promise.Of the Holy Spirit.
天上公民的应许大了。
And therefore, there is a lot of benefits for being to have the citizenship of heavenly kingdom.
将来我们见主的时候。
So when we see the Lord one day.
身体要改变像主。
And our physical body will be transformed to be like His.
这是公民权。
And that is the benefit of the citizenship.
没有一个人能靠他的追求叫身体改变的。
And no one can pursue the Lord to the point that you can change your physical body.
我在纽约认识蛮弟兄姊妹。
And I know a lot of Christians in New York.
他们非常非常佩服一位姊妹在欧洲的。
And they really respect this particular Christian sister in Europe.
他们说她身体改变了。
And they say, you know, her body was changed.
一个人呢，心里呢修得太过分了，就要。
I think that went too far. It's not possible.
有点真的给我讲了，我你们真的觉得身体改变了
？And one day they kept on saying that. So I said, you really think indeed she changed?
我问你一句话，她死了没有啊
？Let me ask you, did she die yet?
他们说死了。
They said she did.
我身体改变嘛，不死了。
I said, well, if she was really transformed, then she will not see death.
她好像改变过，后来又死掉了。
They said, well, she was changed, and she changed back.
我弟兄们，我不是要得罪你们。
I'm not trying to offend you here.
我不相信今天有一个人在地上能够活着，这个身体改变的。
But I just don't believe anyone on earth in this time can be transformed. Their body can be transformed like what Bible describes.
这和属灵生命没有关系。
And this has nothing to do with their spiritual life.
这和人的追求也没有关系。
And nothing to do with how much we pursue the Lord.
这是救恩的最后一步。
And that was just the last.Step of Jesus' salvation.
等到主来的时候
That means when Jesus comes back.
保罗说他要照着叫万有归服自己的大能
Paul said through the power that he transformed all things.
叫我们的身体改变形状。
He will also transform our bodily form.
和他荣耀的身体相似。
To be just like his glorious body.
到那天我们都要身体改变了。
So that day will come, all our bodies will be transformed.
今天你们若说你们有一个人身体改变，我真是信不来。
And if anyone sitting here said that you have experienced that transformation, I have a hard time believing.
这是救恩啊。
Because that's part of salvation.
有一天我们都要接向主了。
And one day we shall all be changed.Just like him.
那有的人会 问我奇怪的问题。
Well, of course, then people will start asking funny questions.
认不认得？
So, shall after we're changed, can we recognize one another?
我圣经没记这句话。
I said, well, Bible did not tell us.
我相信是认得的。
And I believe we probably can recognize each other.
哎呀，你觉得奇怪问题不去讲吧。
But it's like not important question.
人的头脑不跑在正路上。当主来的时候
so when Jesus returns,
救恩达到高峰了
and that is the peak of salvation.
今天我们活在地上
today we live on earth,
穿上华美
and we can put on the garment of splendor.
主耶稣的美丽 要从我们活出来
so that the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ can be lived out through us.
我们不需要去用力活出主的美丽，那活不出来的。
We do not use our strength and to live out his beauty.
穿上华美
instead, we just put him
Oh. 我们和主的关系对。
When we are in the right relationship with the Lord,
我们在主的很好的交通的里面。
And when we have good fellowship with Him,
我们不知不觉就让主的美丽从我们身上活出来了。
Without us knowing, we will naturally show forth His beauty.
所以，只有圣经很伟大，叫披上能力。
Therefore, it says, "Clothe yourself with strength."
穿上华美。
Put on the garments of splendor.
抖下尘土。
Shake off the dust.
我们身上尘土多了。
And we have a lot of dust on our feet.
肉体世界的事都是尘土。
Things of this world, things of our flesh, they're all concerning.
多少的事我们不该有的。
A lot of things we should not have.
你要用力把它去除掉它，那可是不容易。
And you try to forcefully get rid of it, it's hard.
当圣灵来了。
But when the Holy Spirit comes.
当我们充满圣灵的时候。
When we're filled by the Holy Spirit.
那些尘土怎么抖一抖都抖掉了。
They all become like, they are like dust that we can shake it off.
不容易留在我们身上了。
It's hard to stay on us anymore.
这有多少神儿女的见证。
And that is a testimony many children of God can bear.
解开你颈项上的捆锁。
And free yourself from the chains on your neck.
颈项捆锁更不容易解了。
And it's harder to free yourself from the chain on your neck.
多少的罪恶
there are so many sins,
多少的嗜好
and there are so many wrong habits,
在人上真是不容易啊
and it's hard to get rid of.
哎，我从 Culver City 来
I came from Culver City.
Culver City 是教会一个最年长的弟兄
and there is this, a very elderly brother.
我和他多年在一起侍奉主
and I served the Lord with him for years.
92岁被主接去了
and he was taken home by Jesus when he was 92.
他有很大的见证。
He had this wonderful testimony.
他在台湾得救了。
He was saved when he was in Taiwan.
得救了到处做见证。
And he bore Jesus' testimony everywhere he went.
他做见证很奇妙。
And the way he bore testimony was interesting.
三个东西捆绑我。
He said, there are three things that bind me up.
第一个他叫一寸方方。
One is only a one inch square.
第二叫做二寸圆圆。
And the second thing is round about 2 inches in diameter.
第三个叫三寸长长。
And the third one is about 3 inch long.
一寸方方，它是麻将牌。
And the one that's 1 inch square is Chinese 麻将。
整天打牌。
He plays mahjong, Chinese like Chinese games.
他没有办法出开麻将的。
And he does not know how to stop playing.
二寸圆圆说酒杯。
And the 2 inch diameter was a little cup for wine.
他是个酗酒的人。
He drinks a lot of wine.
离开酒没法生活的。
And he cannot live without wine.
所以整天那个两寸圆圆那个酒杯离不开他的。
So he always have wine glass with him.
三寸长长。
And the 3 inch long stuff.
抽到香烟。
It's the cigarette.
他整天抽烟的。
He is a great smoker.
这三件是我没办法的。
He said, these are the three things I cannot live without.
戒过好几次，没有是不失败的。
I tried quit these things, I always fail.
有一天信主了。
Until one day I believe in the Lord.
穿上能力了。
I clothed myself with strength.
穿上华美了。
I put a garment on me.
颈项上的锁链都解开了。
And the chain fell off from my neck.
三件事一下都脱落了。
And the same instance,All three things fell off from me.
好不好
Isn't that great?
我们身上有多少锁链？
How many chains or bondage do we have?
圣灵时代的。
Now we're in the time of the Holy Spirit.
我们穿上圣灵。
And we can clothe ourselves with strength.
披上能力。
And we can put up power.
穿上华美。
And put on the garment of power.
抖下尘土。
And shake off all the dust.
解开颈下的锁链。
And then free ourselves from the chains on our neck.
下面说明慷慨与贵的人。
Now it talk about those who carry the
ark of covenant. 也不要惊慌，也不要奔逃。
And you should get out of there, but do not leave in haste or go in flight.
耶和华走在你们前面。
Because the Lord your God will go ahead of you.
又是你们的后盾。
He will also be your rear guards.
约柜是以色列人信仰的中心。
And the Ark of Covenant is the center of Israel's faith.
以色列的命运就系在约柜上面。
And their faith usually is tied to the Ark of Covenant.
所以以色列人安营的时候啊。
So when they settle down.
十二支派啊，东西南北安营的。
And all 12 tribes will surround the.
每一个方向三个支派。
And every direction you will have 3 tribes.
当中是约柜。
And the Ark.Of the covenant will be in the center of these 12 tribes.
他们的责任就是防卫约柜。
And the point is to guard to protect the ark.
他们的命运就系在约柜。
And their fates are tied to the ark.
约柜这么重要。
Therefore, ark is very important to them.
约柜什么意义的？
And what is the meaning of the ark of covenant?
约柜的属灵意义。
And there is a spiritual meaning to it.
基督是教会的元首。
Christ is the head of the church.
约柜是中心。
And the ark is the center.
约柜里面三个东西。
And there are 3 things in the ark.
一个是法版。
One is the tablets.
一个是一金冠的玛纳。
One is a jar inside of which is manna.
还有一个是亚伦发过芽的杖。
And the rod of Aaron which has sprouted.
这个法版呢。
And the tablet.
就是以色列人跟神中间的约。
It was the covenant.The agreement between God and Israel.
他们成为神的百姓。
That they, through that, they are recognized to be the children of God.
就因为神和他们立约。
He said God had agreement with them.
什么约刻在约法板上。
And it was marked on the tablet.
神用自己的指头刻的。
And God marked those words with his own finger.
两面都刻满了字。
And it's two-sided.
这是神的工作。
And that is the work of God.
神指头的工作。
The work of God's fingers.
画得那么清楚。
And it's clearly marked on the tablet.
所以约柜头一件事。
Therefore, the first thing in the ark.
法板头一件事。
And the first thing about the tablet.
啊，是耶稣基督的一个表号。
That is the manifest a sign of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督道成肉身。
Jesus was the Word that became flesh.
神彰显在他身上。
And God was shown through Jesus.
他这个火的法板。
And He was that live tablet.
那保罗解释法这个法版。
And Paul also interpreted the tablet.
教会就是法版。
He said church is the tablet.
保罗在哥林多后书三章。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
你们就是基督的书信。
He said you are the letter of recommendation of Jesus Christ.
借着我们修成的。
And written through us.
不是用墨写的
，Not written in ink，
乃是用永生神的灵写的
，But by the Spirit of eternal God，
不是写在石板上
，It's not on the stone tablet，
乃是写在我们的心板上
，But the tablet of heart。
我们就是法版，清楚吧
？Understand that we are the tablet。
神在肉身显现。
And when Jesus the Word became flesh, God revealed in man。
提摩太前书三章十六节。
And First Timothy chapter 3 verse 16。
大在敬虔的奥秘。
Oh, great mystery it is。
无人不以为然。
And everyone regardeth so。
就是神在肉身显现。
That is that God was appeared in man。
被圣灵称义。
And was justified by the Holy Spirit。
被天使察看。
And sent by the angels。
被传于外邦。
And be preached among nations。
被世人信服。
And believed on by people。
被接在荣耀里。
Received up in glory。
这是最大件事。
And that is the greatest mystery。
神在肉身显现。
That God appeared in flesh。
神在法板上刻画的一个手指。
And the finger God used to mark on the tablet.
经典不是指的石板。
Is now referring to the stony tablet.
今天只是我们的血肉之身。
But our flesh.
那是可畏的经历。
And that is really awesome experience.
神要从我们身上刻画出神的性情来。
That God will mark and form His own nature on us.
所以法版是以色列最神圣的一个事。
So tablet is something very holy to Israel.
一斤花的玛纳。
And then a jar of manna.
玛纳是他们出埃及的时候。
Manna is something they experienced when they were.
从天上降下来的粮。
After they left Egypt, this is the food from heaven.
拯救以色列几百万人不饿死了
and then rescue them from starve to death.
天天降玛纳
Every day God provided manna to them.
当约翰福音第三章
and John chapter 3,
主耶稣说
Jesus said,
你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳
Your forefather took manna in the wilderness,
还是死了
They still died.
我是天上降下来的真粮
Yeah, I am the true bread from heaven.
叫人吃了就不死
And he who eats of me will not die.
我的肉是可吃的
My flesh is edible.
我的血是可喝的
And my blood is drinkable.
下面主说句最有重宝贵的话
And then follow that with some precious saying by the Lord.
吃我的人
Those who eat of me
和我一同活着
will live with me.
这个活跟活着不一样的
Live is different from living
活一个人出了车祸了
a person may have a car accident
受了大伤了
and greatly injured
回到医院里面从医院里面
he may be hospitalized
医院里那个人把那个人救活了
and the hospital revived him rescued him
他的眼睛不能看
yet he cannot see anymore
耳朵不能听
and he cannot hear anymore
口不会说话
he cannot speak anymore
手脚不会动
he cannot move any part of his body
今天叫他做植物人对不对
and then you call him a vegetable
是不是植物人
isn't it
植物人活的不活啊
And is vegetable alive?
活的吧
Yes.
活的
He is alive.
有没有活着呢
But is he living?
不明白。他不活着。
He's not really living alive.
活不活着。
He was alive, but he's not living.
明白活跟活着不同吗
You understand the difference?
有的时候基督徒啊，就有点像那个植物人呢、啊。
Sometimes some Christians are like Christian vegetables.
你说没有生命的吗？没有生命的。
You said, well, I don't think he has spiritual life, but he does.
你说有生命吗？生命从来不活出来的。
You said, well, he does have spiritual life, but you never see it.
世界上的人一样的。
And he lives just like the worldly people.
我叫他属灵的植物人。
So that's spiritual vegetables.
我们今天晚上盼望没有植物人啊。
And hopefully there's no vegetable here.
好了，圣灵来了，植物人也需要灭。
But when the Holy Spirit comes, no more vegetables.
玛纳，天上降下来的真粮。
And manna is the food from above.
主耶稣就那个真粮。
And Jesus is that true bread.
天天喂养我们。
And feeds us every day.
粮食不仅叫我们活着。
And his bread not only helps us to survive.
叫我们能长大。
To live but to grow as well.
教会活在地上最重要的事就是长大。
And for church, the most important thing is to grow.
神的儿女一直长啊。
Children of God, we need to grow.
有时看见一个弟兄几年来他不长的。
Sometimes you see a Christian brother, he hasn't grown for a while.
这个问题大了。
You know something's wrong.
那一定有病。
He must be sick.
要去看医生了要。
He needs to see a doctor.
怎么不长呢
？How come he stopped growing?
我这样的人不长没关系的。
Okay, physically the guy didn't grow.
就是。两岁里面的孩子不长，那问题大了。
For a two-year-old, he hasn't stopped growing for a while. Something's wrong with the child.
一定要去看医生了，对不对
？You need to see a doctor.
这个食物叫我长大。
And food, the purpose of having food is to grow.
这个长大不是我身体的长大了。
We're not talking about physical growth.
像我这样年龄的人还需要长的。
And even for someone like me, I need to grow spiritually.
一直要长到主来了。
Until the day Jesus comes back.
我们要长大。
We need to grow up.
这个食物太重要了。
And that is very important food.
所以一位里面第二件是金冠的玛纳。
So the second thing in the Ark of Covenant is a jar of manna.
第三件是亚伦发芽的杖。
And the third everything is the rod of Aaron which has sprouted.
那天神行了件大事。
Because God did something great.
叫枯木发芽了。
And he causes dead wood to actually sprout.
那以色列的大背叛。
And that was the great rebellion among Israel that day.
不是神的百姓背叛。
It's not the people of Israel that rebelled.
是侍奉神的利未人背叛了。
But Levites who supposed to serve God, they rebelled.
那天大事了。
That was something serious.
人家摩西叫十二个族长，每个族长都有个杖了。
And every tribe, the leader of every tribe has their own rod.
把十二杖都拿来。
Bring forth your staff.
亚伦也有个杖。
And Aaron has his staff too.
把所有的杖都放在约柜里面前。
Everybody lay your staff in front of the ark.
这个杖嘛是最枯干的木头。
You all know staff is dead wood.
没有一点水分的木头。
There's no water remain in the wood.
这死透了的木头。
It's dry and dead.
枯杖怎么会有事情呢？
So what can happen to those dead wood?
第二早晨一看，
the following morning,
亚伦的杖发芽了。
Only the staff of Aaron has sprouted.
不仅发芽，而且结了花苞。
Not only it sprouted, it actually has a flower bud.
而且结了一个熟茎。
And a fruit has been produced from there.
杏子在圣经特别说到复活了。
And that represents resurrection.
杏花是春天最早开的花。
And that's the flower, the blossom, the earliest.In spring.
复活证明一个属灵的领袖。
And the sign of resurrection proves who is the chosen leader.
所以属灵之事啊，不是靠着会讲道能证明的。
Therefore, spiritual ministry, you don't choose the most eloquent person to be the leader.
不是靠着你能做事能证明的。
Or most capable people.
叫枯木发芽才行啊。
You have to be like this dead wood actually can sprout life.
有复活生命才行啊。
Has to be someone that has the risen life in them.
复活生命有证明的。
And there's a proof if someone has the risen life.
枯干的木头发芽了。
For example, just like the dead wood can sprout.
结了一个
熟杏。And your fruit.
有果子结出来了。
And there is a fruit, obviously.
叫人人都看见，说这是属灵之事的一个证明。
So everyone can see and know this is the evidence of his ministry.
所以亚伦发芽的这样太大件事。
So this staff is of great significance.
这三年神都放在那个约柜里面。
Now these three things are stored in the ark.
所以约柜是他们信仰中心。
That's why the ark is the center of the faith for Israelites.
以色列的命运都系在约柜。
And their faith is tied closely linked to ark.
那有人扛抬约柜。
And in order to move forward, somebody need to carry the ark.
约柜自己不走路的。
Because the ark does not walk by itself.
必须要有人扛抬的。
We need to have people to carry the ark.
我们教会在地上。
In the same way for church on the earth.
就是扛抬属灵的见证。
We are here to carry the spiritual ark.
我们都做扛抬约柜的人。
We should all be people to carry this ark of testimony.
我们一组一组的人统统要扛在主的属灵见证的。
Every tribe of God's people shall carry this testimony.
他们抬着约柜。
And Israelites carry the ark.
约柜出来了没有敌人的。
When the ark appears, enemy flees.
没有一个力量能够挡住约柜的。
No power can resist the ark.
神走在前面
，and God goes before them。
神也走在后面做后盾
，and also guard in their back。
后盾的意思就是都在保护
，and God is their rear guard to protect them from behind。
那五十三章是。太有名一章圣经了。
And chapter 53 is a very famous chapter.
五十三章我们称它为弥赛亚章了。
And that's the Messiah chapter.
弥赛亚意思就是基督啊。
That's the chapter about Christ.
一共十二节圣经那么清楚讲到耶稣基督啊。
And there are 12 verses clearly talk about Jesus Christ.
其实五十二章的后面两节已经是讲到耶稣基督了。
Actually, at the last two verses of 52 is already mentioning Jesus Christ.
这个分圣经的人分得不好。
And I think whoever tried to divide a
五十二章连不了就说到他要被升为他要被接到高天
and the end of chapter 52 talk about he would be received up
被升为至高
he will be exalted on high
我的仆人必有智慧
and my servant will act wisely
多人要因他称义
and many people will be justified through him
我们多少人都因着宝血称义
and how many people are justified by his precious blood
下面五十二章连不了
And towards the end of chapter 52,
53章的开始,
and the beginning of 53,
这圣经里面唯一的地方,
and that is the only place in the Bible,
主的外面的外貌是怎样的外貌,
it talks about Jesus' appearance.
福音书里从来不记主的外貌,
and the gospel never mentioned what, how Jesus looked like.
圣经只有这里一段短短的圣经,
in the entire Bible, only here mentioned about his appearance.
52章说他比众人憔悴,
and talk about he,It was his face was marred.
他比世人都枯槁。
And he did not have beautiful face.
在五十三章说他没有家乡美容叫我们羡慕他。
And in 50, chapter 53 says he had no beauty or majesty to attract us.
他在神面前生长如同嫩芽。
And he grew up before God like a tender shoot.
又像根出于干地。
And like a root coming out of dry ground.
嫩芽说到复活生命。
And the shoot refers to resurrected life.
像嫩芽在神面前
He was like a tender shoot before God
又像根出于干地
Also like a root out of dry ground
是说到主耶稣在地上的时候
And that talks about when Jesus was on earth
从来不吸收地上的东西做营养
He never was fed on things of this world
他生命的一切供应都从神来
His provision is solely from God
他没有家庭美容
He does not have beauty or majesty
叫我们看见能够羡慕他
To attract us to him.
神给主创造一个不是那么俊美的脸。
And God, did not create a very handsome face for Jesus.
什么样子我不知道。
We don't know how Jesus looked like.
这到处看见耶稣的像呢，天主教画的啊。
And we see portraits of Jesus in many places, but
天主教做的是没有一件你可以信他的。天主教做的是没一件可信的。
没一件。
没有一件是可以相信他的。
Oh, nothing the Catholics did is trustworthy.
我们看见耶稣的像呢，你天主教画的一幅像呢，我现在老是黑的不像样子了。
And you know they come up the portrait of Jesus Christ.
不能信的。
You can't really think that's how Jesus looks like.
圣经的智慧特别没有留下的像给我们。
And that is the wisdom of the Bible purposely do not tell us how Jesus looks like.
留下个像不得了，我们到处都要拜了，对吧
？If they leave behind us a portrait, then we all gonna worship that picture.
五十三章。
Chapter 53.
到了末了。
At the end.
说到主复活了。
It talk about his resurrection.
耶和华就定义叫他压伤。
And God was determined to crush him.
将他做赎罪祭。
And that used, cause him to suffer.
他不一定看见自己的后裔。
And makes his life as guilt.
并且延长年日
But he will see his offspring and prolong his days.
主生出多少后裔来
And how many offspring do Jesus have?
我们是不是主的后裔
Are we his offsprings?
是不是
Are we his offsprings?
我们都是主的后裔
We all are Jesus' offspring.
耶稣基督到天上了
And Jesus has ascended into heaven.
地上不再看见了
You don't see Jesus on earth.
但是主没有离开地上
But Jesus has not left the earth.
主借着教会延长年日
And through church on earth, Jesus prolonged his life.
一直延到我们身上
And unto us.
两千年主一直在教会里面
And for over 2,000 years Jesus is in his church
他必定看见后裔
He will see his descendants
比较延长年日
And prolong his days
他凭自己劳苦的功效
And then after the suffering of his soul he will see the light of life
便心满意足
And he will be satisfied
主耶稣在地上劳苦
Jesus suffered on earth
到钉十字架的时候
And when he was crucified
真是劳苦。
He was indeed in suffering.
真是劳苦。
He was suffering.
十字架所有三方面来的痛苦。
You know, the cross brought to him three aspects of suffering.
第一是人给他的痛苦。
First is the suffering caused by man.
十字架是很残忍的刑罚。
Crucifixion itself is a very cruel way of punishment.
但这是我们唯一能够明白的痛苦。
But this is the only pain that you and I can...Somehow relate.
我们在不平之位唱的时候的痛苦嘛，就这一类的。
And you know, that's the same kind of suffering describing many hymns that we sing in the breaking of bread meeting.
但这是主最轻的痛苦。
But this is actually among all the sufferings he had, this is the lightest.
第二类的痛苦。
The second type of suffering.
撒旦竟当一切的力量攻击主。
It was the attack from the devil.
这是一个决胜的时间。
And that is an important critical point.
天国的君王。
The king of heavens
给黑暗的君王一个大的决战
was fighting with the king of darkness
也要决定我们全人类的命运
and the result of the battle will determine our fate
黑暗全世界上所有的力量攻击主
the power of darkness with every might they have to attack Jesus
我们就不太懂不懂了
this is something you and I cannot fully understand
第三面的痛苦
and the third type of suffering Jesus had
他站在人类的地位上
was to at the position of a man
承受神的审判
He faced the judgment of God
神要把他的愤怒在十字架上发泄尽了
And God will vent all his rage on him
这最大的一个痛苦
And that was the greatest suffering
主为我们受审判
And for our sake Jesus was judged
我们更摸不着了
And this is something we can never even understand
十字架上大的征战
Therefore on the cross there was such a great warfare
我们了解一点就第一点
And we can only understand a little bit the first kind of suffering.
十字架给主的痛苦。
And the cross brought to Jesus so many sufferings.
主耶稣讲的话轻松得很。
And Jesus said it lightly.
他们所做的他们不知道。
They do not know what they are doing.
赦免他们。
Forgive them.
他们所做的他们不知道。
For they do not know what they are doing.
神的审判来到了。
And when he faced the judgment of God,
日头变色了
even the sun changed color,
天地都黑暗了
and the whole sky turned dark,
神的审判临到了
because the God's judgment came upon Jesus.
我的神，我的神，为什么弃绝我？
So Jesus shouted out, Oh my God, why have thou forsaken me?
神弃绝神的儿子。
God forsaken his own son.
神要执行审判。
Because he's going to carry out his judgment on him.
我们摸不着这一面。
And this is something we cannot understand.
十字架是个大的征战。
To Jesus, the cross was a great fight.
现在主看见劳苦的功效。
And now, after the suffering of his soul,
因着十字架的功效产生这么多的子孙。
And he sees so many descendants.
便心满意足。
He was satisfied.
很多人要因他的义仆得称为义
and many will be justified by his righteous servant
五十三章到了最后
and comes to the end of this chapter
降魂倾倒以至于死
that he poured out his soul life unto death
停在主圣天为了我们众人代祷
and that he intercede for us
为罪犯代求
and he was making intercession for transgressors
主在天上只做一件事代祷的指示
and Jesus now in heaven only has one ministry which is intercede
为我们代祷
he is praying for us
所以我们许多事在不知不觉当中蒙保守
you know without us knowing we are protected because of his prayer
主在宝座为我们代祷
because on his throne he is interceding for us
为全教会代祷
Interceding for the entire church.
为了我每一个神的儿女代祷。
For every child of God.
主在天上最大的一个职事，就代祷的职事。
And the greatest ministry for the Lord in heaven is to intercede.
所以我们活在地上。
Therefore, when we live on earth,
有一个侍奉最尊贵的。
And there is most honorable ministry for service.
我们做代祷的工作。
Is to be an intercessor.
这是弥赛亚的工作。
And because that is the ministry of Messiah.
这是主耶稣做的工作。
And that's what Jesus does.
我们有份于弥赛亚工作。
And we can have a part of it.
为着神的儿女祷告
to pray for the children of God
做代祷的工作
to be an intercessor
到了五十四章
when it comes to 54th chapter
他就讲到一个属灵的生育
it talk about the spiritual birth
我们每一个正常的一个人都会生育的
and normally women give birth to children
但他说属灵的生育
but here we talk about spiritual birth
不怀孕不生养的你要歌唱
oh barren women you who never bore a child should sing
没有丈夫的比丈夫的儿女更多
because more are the children of the desolate women than those who have a husband
说到属灵的生育
here we are talking about spiritual birth
每个神的儿女都要有属灵生育。
Every children of God should have spiritual birth, should give spiritual birth.
所以我们回去之后，大家都传福音，好不好
？Therefore, we should share the gospel.
属灵生育不只仅现在传福音哈。
And spiritual birth is not just limited to gospel sharing.
传福音的最起码的一步。
But that is the least we can do.
我们得了这么大的好处，起码向人做见证嘛。
We have received such a great benefit from God. The least we can do is to testify, right?
你的亲人，你的好朋友。
To testify to your best friend, to your family.
有一天你若是不给他们传福音。
If we don't do that.
有点下地狱的，每一个人都要抓住你们。
And if they end going to hell, they will accuse you.
你跟我这么好的关系，怎么不给我传呢？
Aren't you my friend? Why didn't you never tell me about Jesus?
这些话叫永生永死的。
That's concerning like eternity.
到底我们想下地狱上天堂，真的还是假的？
Is it true that we will one day go up or go down?
真的。
It is true.
这么大的事可以不讲啊。
And how can you withhold that information?
我们回去都向多人传福音。
Therefore, we need to tell others about this.
都要生个属灵的孩子。
We need to give birth to spiritual children.
都要有份于属灵的生育。
We need to have a part of the spiritual birth.
到了五十五章，大家圣灵的经历。
And Isaiah 55, we talk about spiritual experience.
非常宝贵一段圣经。
The experience of the Holy Spirit.
他先说到水。
First, you talk about who, water.
再说奶和酒。
And then talk about milk and wine.
到末了主义说是我，他自己。
And at the end, Jesus said, me.
圣灵的工作。
And that is the work of the Holy Spirit.
第一步他说水。
First of all, it's the water.
圣灵像水一样。
Holy Spirit is like water.
干渴的都要就近水来。
Those who are thirsty, come to the water.
我们对水最重要了。
And water is important to us.
你不吃饭，你七天八天才饿死。
You can go without eating food for 7 or 8 days.
你不喝水三天就渴死了。
But without water, you die in 3 days.
我们一天喝几次水啊？
How much water we drink every day?
圣灵像水。
And Holy Spirit is like water.
主耶稣说你们喝了这水还要再渴。
Jesus says, you drink this water, you will thirst again.
人若喝我所赐的水。
But only those who drink from the water I give.
就永远不渴。
They will never thirst again.
我所赐的水。
The water I give.
要在那里面成为泉源。
Will spring up within him like a spring.
一直涌到永生。
And flow into eternity.
水是我们天天多渴需要的水。
Water is something we need on the daily basis.
生命比水更重要。
Life is more important than water.
外面的渴可以喝水。
And our outward thirst could be quenched with our water. How about the thirst inside?
心灵的渴和水没有用。
And it's useless to drink water to quench that thirst.
全世界的人里面都渴。
The whole world is thirsty.
神儿女的福音。
Therefore, the gospel.
给人喝到里面的水。
Should be provided by children of God.
生命的水。
We need to give people water of life.
圣灵就是水。
And the Holy Spirit is that life.
没有水不行。
We cannot live without the water.
神的儿女没有圣灵更不行。
And without Holy Spirit, children of God cannot survive.
干渴掉就近水来。
And those who are thirsty, come to the water.
没有您钱的也可以来。
And those who are without money, you can come.
他这句话讲得很奇妙啊。
This is a very interesting saying here.
先说没有您钱不需要买的白送的，对不对？
It says that those who have no money come.
没有您钱的可以来。
Those who have no money come.
下面又说你们买了吃。
But it says come buy wine.
不要花您钱也买酒和奶吃。
Buy wine and milk without money and without cost.
没有您钱吗？为什么又要买呢？
If you are without money, why do you need to buy?
那有的代价要付的。
But you need to pay a price, not the money.
起码你要科目啊。
You need to pay the price of having the longing, the desire.
你不渴慕就什么办法也没有。
If you don't have, you have no desire, you can't get the water.
希望你花半点时间了。
And also, you need to be willing to spend time.
到主面前来追求啊。
To come to the Lord and wait on Him.
你这点时间不花嘛，就一点办法都没有。
If you don't bother to spend time, you can't get it.
先说圣灵是水。
The Holy Spirit is water.
干渴的究竟谁来？
So those who are thirsty come to the water.
再往前进一步。
And the next step is.
圣灵是奶和酒。
The Holy Spirit is milk and wine.
奶是动物的精华。
And milk is the concentrate, the best part of animals.
酒是植物的精华。
And the wine is the best part of all the plants.
买奶和酒。
So come buy wine and milk.
不花您钱要买奶和酒。
Without money, without cost.
圣灵是奶。
The Holy Spirit is the wine.
圣灵是酒。
It's the wine.
酒使人喜乐。
And wine can bring us joy.
奶使人有力量。
And milk can bring us strength.
圣灵比水更进一步。
And that is a further more step. from the water.
你们都要来。
So all should come.
不花银钱也买酒和奶喝。
Without money, without cost.
再下面说，圣灵就是主自己。
And then he talk about the Holy Spirit is Jesus himself.
你们侧耳听。
Listen.
我。
I.
主在这里。
That's the Lord.
你们得了圣灵。
You shall receive the Holy Spirit.
主就为君王，为司令。
And I will be your king and your command.
为万物的见证。
And I will be your testimony.
主承认我们的君王。
The Lord will become our leader.
主承认我们的司令。
You'll become our commander.
主承认我们最大的见证。
And our greatest testimony.
我们得到圣灵了。
Once we have the Holy Spirit.
今天是个最重要的时刻。
Right now is an important time.
我们都要再来唱首诗歌。
We want to sing a hymn together.
圣灵的儿女都要有个渴慕的心。
Children of God, we need to have the desire.
渴慕圣灵来充满我们。
We need to long to be filled by the Holy Spirit.